With a heat index near 100 degrees and a bright sun overhead, hundreds of Michiganders broke into chants as they listened to 30 speakers on the steps of the Capitol. Towards the back of the crowd, I found Sharon Wood of Lansing sitting in a wheelchair and holding a message.
My sign says, "Cage liars, not children," on one side, and it says, "Neutrality helps the oppressor, never the victim."
President Donald Trump's zero tolerance policy led to more than 2,000 children separated from their parents as they tried to enter the U.S. Wood said the images of minors being kept inside metal fences in detention centers upset her.
I think it's appalling. We're all immigrants. Unless we're Native Americans, we're all immigrants. This is a nation of immigrants. We should be treating the world as potential citizens.
Standing a few feet away under a shady tree, I see Joanna Johnson of Okemos. She has on a jacket similar to the one First Lady Melania Trump wore when boarding a plane to see immigrant children on June 21st.
I wanted to send a message to humanity that there are people in the United States that care very much about the fate of immigrants and children. And we have a responsibility and a civic duty to be out here making our voices heard.
And what does it say?
It says, "I really do care. Do you?"
Over on the Capitol steps, the protest sounded a little like the 1960s, with singing and fiery speeches. Pastor Melvin T. Jones of Union Missionary Baptist Church said the Black Lives Matter movement, which campaigns against violence and racism against African Americans, supports efforts to reunite the mostly Latino families. And he took exception to U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions using the Bible to justify the separations.
Nowhere in Scripture are we told to obey unjust laws.
Voces de la Comunidad is an organization advocating for the Latinx community. Organizer Marisol Garcia says it touches her to see such a diverse crowd speak out about reuniting families.
I think it resonates because we're talking about families who are being torn. And even though the situation in the headlines speaks to the southern border situation, it's really a universal situation.
Not all of the attendees disagreed with the president's immigration policy. Walking through the crowd in a red Make America Great Again cap and holding the Michigan state flag was a man named Chris. He wouldn't give his last name when he talked to WKAR media partner WLNS-TV.
I feel like people come into the country and with an expectation that it is the responsibility of American government to take care of them. And it's really no one's responsibility to take care of anyone.
Whether or not they agree with President Trump's immigration policy, many of the people who came to the Capitol on Saturday vowed to remember this day and what's happening on the southern border when they vote in November. At the state capitol in Lansing, Reginald Hardwick, WKAR News.